WildTalkRadio.com.
Talking to a radio show.
He's texting me on that radio station.
For real?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Can be on that radio station?
You can. You want to talk to him?
I need to talk to him.
You got to talk to him. Hold on one second.
Are you ready for a show where nothing is too taboo?
I'm waiting for like a cop to pull up. What are you doing out here on this corner, boy?
Just doing a radio show, officer.
You're like, you know, I'll be like, you looking for a good time, officer? Is that a donut on your penis, or are you just happy to see me? Oh, that's an eclair, son of a bitch.
It's a Boston cream pie.
Gosh, that's the Boston cream, baby.
And for the show where everything is fair game.
I want to put my dick on a flag and fly it above my house. I'll fucking do it. We could sing a song about it. We sell banana, B-A-N-A-N-A-S. There's our island theme song. We spell banana, B-A-N-A-N-A.
Good thought. Give me your, I don't know, what's the first thing you think of when you see your dick? That's a good thought.
Pussy.
Then put the children to bed.
Like, I swear I've heard all about this stuff, but I was like, what is this, like a fucking martial art, or this type of food or something? I don't know what the hell it is. Is it a sexual position?
Asian Oompa Loompa, what?
Wait for it.
Oh,
I thought the people were going to be showing up to party. Oh, you done them down over here.
And pour yourself a cold one. As it's time for your only excuse to be home on Saturday nights.
First of all, has anyone ever told you that you have the laugh of a drunken schoolgirl?
Yeah, I have. Actually, that's what's gotten me laid. Yeah, I can be playing with myself.
Oh, it's all going to be coming really, really soon.
You're sitting down, stand up real quick.
You, I'll be right back. I'm going to go grab a bucket in case I decide to hurl.
If you hurl, you're a fucking girl.
Oh, not the pelvic thrust.
It's time for CB Radio.
Live at the Saturday night, you know what I mean? It's CBR live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network, wildtalkradio.com, CBRLive.com, greatandgreatdebate.com is where you can vote on tonight's Greater Than Great Debate. I am the producer, Sir Rockin, joined as always by the intern, King Kittens. Who's on mute? Or not talking.
What is up?
There he goes. There he finally talks.
I mute myself after the game so that, you know, the music can play and no interruptions.
Good job. Good job.
I learn.
He learned things. So, chat, tonight we're doing Greater Great Debate on 1990s music, because why not?
Reasons.
It's been a minute since we've done a song one, so why not? Figured, hey, why not get into it and sort of figure it out? We'll have an intern's corner here in a few minutes, and maybe we'll have a sub at some point. Who knows? We'll figure that one out. It's been a week. We've had the All-Star Game.
Boo.
What, not a fan?
American League for the win, that's all.
Well, they lost.
I know. First time in 9 years.
Yeah, get good, kid. Phillies manager,
hey, all
on top.
All I know is the Yankee went in and did his job.
And they still couldn't get the job done.
Well, he pitched first, so.
Well, I mean,
set the trend, and then the rest of the team just couldn't do their goddamn jobs.
Well, whose fault's that?
The rest of the American League. Get on the Yankees level, that's all I'm saying.
And what is the Yankees record this season?
Shut up.
Go to ESPN.com.
We're also without our star player because he decided to go through a freaking fence.
Well, that's his own problem?
No, that's the Los Angeles Dodgers problem. They should build better ballparks.
I mean, you guys have the same record as the Phillies. I mean, that's not bad. You're 50-43. We're 50-42. But you're in fourth. We're in third.
Yeah, well.
We've been on a winning streak and still can't catch a break.
There's talk that the Yankees are going to make a play at the trade deadline.
For who?
I've heard Otani is on their radar.
Well, Otani's on everybody's radar.
Yeah, but you know the Yankees are willing to pay after that. Because right now, Otani's probably a rental at best. But the Yankees have the cash to be like, hey, we're gonna give you that contract.
If you want it. Because who knows if he wants to be in New York.
That's true.
Because, I mean, he's been in L.A. Like, You really want to go to New York from LA? I mean,
you never know if there's enough zeros at the end of that check. But it's not, go wherever you...
It's not all about the money. You know this. It's not always about the money.
Let's. Oh, hey, you know what though? Both of us can just look and realize that we're not the Oakland Athletics.
Yeah, they're 25 and 69. Nice, but
And starting the paperwork to move.
Poor Trevor May.
Hey, he might end up in Vegas. It might not be so bad for him.
I don't think he's a Vegas guy, but who knows?
Well, he doesn't have to live there. He just, that's where his team will be.
Yeah, but who wants to, I mean, has Vegas worked for the football team, for the Raiders?
Have they spent a year there?
Yeah.
I couldn't remember.
I think it's two years. I think it's been 2 years.
Okay. It's one of those things where sometimes you still go like, wait, the Chargers aren't in San Diego?
Yeah, where are the Chargers or what?
L.A.
L.A.
Remember right. That? Yeah, you see what I mean?
It's where you're like, right, they moved to L.A. Like, where the
for as long, for us, like, we've grown up, we've known that, like, yeah, the Chargers are San Diego for so long. Oh, wait, they moved to L.A. What the hell? And then it was like, oh, the Oakland Raiders, they're L.A. No, they're Oakland and now Las Vegas.
And then they were Los Angeles, and then...
Yeah, the Rams, we don't even know where the hell they are anymore.
They're Los Angeles.
Okay.
Because you have the LA Rams and LA Chargers. That's how that goes. I mean, you know, that's how it goes, I guess, for teams, for players. I don't know. All I know is it's going to be an interesting season for football and baseball.
LeBron to go back to number 23 to honor Russell. Can he just stick with a freaking number?
Jersey sales down?
Yeah.
I think that's kind of what jersey sales are. New Jersey, new...
The NBA goes, hey, LeBron, we need you to push some more merch.
New jerseys and maybe a new team. Who knows? So there's that. So... I was gonna wait, but I don't know if anyone is showing up or not. I want to talk about this story or ask this question, rather. Is a burger really a burger if it has no beef?
It's an unburger.
Is a cheeseburger a cheeseburger without beef?
I saw this.
That's the better question.
I saw this.
So. In Thailand, at Burger King, they're selling a cheeseburger with 20-something slices of American cheese and no beef.
Now, with that, it's just a grilled cheese sandwich.
Yeah.
Essentially. It's 20 slices.
20 slices.
20 slices of cheese.
But no beef.
No.
But they're calling it a cheeseburger. So where's the burger?
I don't know. It's, I think you can get, like, a grilled cheese as well at, In-N-Out, but I don't know if you actually call it a grilled cheese.
I mean, you would call it a grilled cheese. You can get grilled cheese anywhere.
I know, and you should call it that, but I guess for some reason it's just, I don't know, maybe it's easier to call it a cheeseburger and keep, like, have that as a menu item than be like,
But it's not even, it's not a cheeseburger, though.
I know.
Where's the beef? Even if it was fake beef. You need beef to make it a burger.
Don't go into that meme.
No, no. If you do a vegetarian burger,
right,
you need it to be a burger. You need beef, meat of some kind, whether real or fake, to classify as a cheeseburger, because that's just cheese. This is just cheese.
Uh-huh.
Like, that's the difference. It's like, you need the beef to make it an actual thing. But people like to call things something it's not. And to me, that's not a burger. That's why it's in Thailand and not here in the States. Because if it's here in the States, I think people would be more up in arms about it. And whether it was a real burger or not a real burger.
People get up in arms about shit? No. No.
Never. Never, ever, ever. Sticking with food. A Japanese steakhouse in Pace has announced they're closing just weeks after an investigation by the Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office that found some of the soy sauce was contaminated with methamphetamine. Investigation into the Nikko Japanese Steakhouse began when seven people were hospitalized after eating at the restaurant. Detectives tested two soy sauce bottles and unopened to-go packets of soy sauce, which came back positive for meth. On July 7th, the owners of the restaurant made a Facebook post that said they would be closing because they were unable to sustain the cost to stay open. The investigation was closed and no charges were filed because deputies were unable to determine who contaminated food due to lack of witness observations and surveillance footage. According to an investigative report, multiple employees told deputies a co-worker was acting erratic on June 9th, the day the seven customers got sick. The co-workers believe the suspicious co-worker unknowingly contaminated the food. However, the report concluded there was no evidence that to back it up.
Did you see people just, like, scratching their neck and...
Apparently, you know, I guess that's, you know, I guess what's, what was happening for them.
Losing their teeth?
Maybe, possibly.
Because that's how you can tell the meth is near.
Are those the signs?
I guess. I mean, I'm not a full expert on, you know, tweaking, so...
You're not? How come?
No, because I'm not in Florida.
You're not in Florida? In Japan, they made ice cream that looks like a sword.
Of course they did. It's Japan.
It differed from samurai swords in that the single edge instead of a double edge and considerably shorter, measuring at 40 centimeters in length rather than around 70 centimeters. This means the ice cream is roughly the same size as a ninjato. The Ninja Cafe is an entertainment cafe where customers can dress up in ninja costumes and take part in ninja training that involves taking out shuriken, blowguns, and sword moves. The edible sword will add even more excitement for visitors because it's made with hard ice cream that doesn't melt easily. You'll have plenty of time to make your way down the blade without making a mess.
Shuriken! Oh, wait, that's not...
No.
That's not the thing.
No. In true ninja fashion, Ninja Cafe is keeping hush-hush on the ingredients, but if anything like the samurai sword ice cream that we tried in 2019, the hard ice cream is likely crafted with kuzu, a traditional starch extracted from the roots of the kuzu plant, which is often used for confectionery as a gelling agent. Costs 1,000 yen. So if you're in Japan and want some sword ice cream, there's your place to go. I don't know. I don't know if I would want to eat sword ice cream, but here we are.
Nah.
I don't know. And in other news, a Canadian farmer owes $82,000 for breach of contract after using a thumbs up emoji in a text. According to court documents from the King's Bench for Saskatchewan in March 2021, a grain purchasers with Southwest Terminal LTD sent a text message to grain suppliers wanting to buy flax for $17 per bushel for delivery in October, November, or December of that year. After phone calls were with the farmers Bob and Chris, SWT drafted a contract to sell the tons of flax for $17 a bushel and deliver the flax in November. The SWT rep signed the contract in ink and then sent a photo of the contract via cell phone to the other dude with the message, "Please confirm flax contract." He responded with a thumbs up emoji according to documents. He never delivered the flax in November 2021 according to the documents. By November, the price of flax was $41 per bushel. The SWT representative said in court documents he had done at least four other contracts with Archer via text. He said the only difference this time, Atcher responded with a thumbs up instead of okay, yup, or looks good. According to Atcher, in the court documents, he confirmed the thumbs up emoji simply confirmed that I received the flax contract. It was not a confirmation that I agreed with the terms of the flax contract. They're really arguing up over a thumbs up. I mean, I guess...
Well, I guess I can understand that because since it is a contract, it's what confirms or what serves as actual confirmation. Like, anyone who sent a text message to another person and gets an okay as a response knows that feeling. Wait, are you saying okay like we're good with this? Or are you saying okay like you just received this?
Yeah.
What do we do? Where you want to go to eat? Okay. That's not a choice.
The full terms of the flax contract were not sent to me and understood that the complete contract would be followed by fax or email for me to review sign. He regularly texted me and many of the messages were informal. Atcher's counsel said in documents, allowing a simple thumbs up emoji to signify identity or acceptance would open up the floodgates to allow all sorts of cases coming forward asking for interpretations as to what various different emojis mean. For example, what does a pound emoji mean or a handshake emoji mean, etc. Counsel argues the court will find the thumbs up emoji can take place as a signature. Atcher also said he would never sign a contract for product without including an act of God clause, according to court documents. The judge said it appears the deal was at least verbally struck. He wrote, I am satisfied on the balance of probabilities that Chris okayed or approved the contract just like he'd done before, except this time using a thumbs up emoji, in my opinion, when considering all the circumstances that meant approval of the Flax contract and not simply that he received the contract and was going to think about it. In my view, a reasonable bystander knowing all the background would come to the objective understanding that the parties had reached consensus item, a meeting of the minds, just like they've done on numerous other occasions. The judge ruled Atcher owed SWG $82,000 plus interest and costs for failing to deliver the Flax. So a thumbs up will cost them $82,000. At the end of the day. So chat, now you know.
Oh, hey.
$82,000 for a thumbs up.
Hey, Rock, my ranking just loaded. 93% silver one.
You were still in the game?
I'm in the lobby right now.
And it just finally came through?
Because with what I've got now, I can have it up while we do this, as opposed to I'd have to, you know, shut everything down.
So 93. There you go.
93.
I think that's where I end it, right, chat? Something like that? I'll look it up on tracker here in a second. So yeah, it's just crazy. So before we go, as we go to the intern's corner here in a second, tracker, 90, now I'm 94, so I'm one, I'm now 1% higher than you.
Yeah, that seems about right.
But you were 1% higher the entire time.
Well, also you've been getting more elims and stuff. So
no, that doesn't change. It's all in ranked. Everything is, you know, together.
I don't know.
I don't get it. I don't get it. It's Fortnite things. Anyway, corner time. Go.
School is now in session. It's time to step inside the classroom to learn some meaningful knowledge about movies, wrestling, music, video games, and more. This is the Intern's Corner.
Okay, so let's get started with some This Week in Wrestling History. Starting off, July 11th, 2005. We saw the return of one Matthew Hardy, who made a surprise return after being released by the WWE to legitimately attack Edge.
Legitimately.
Well, I think it started legitimately, and then they worked it into a storyline.
Mm-hmm.
But
something like that.
Yeah. Also, July 11th, 2009, one Brock Lesnar headlines UFC 100 to win the heavyweight title from Frank Mir. It's a shame that nothing came from Brock, either in the UFC or after that fact.
Yeah.
He could have been something. He could have been, I guess, the next big thing.
Yeah, one would have thought, but here we are.
I mean, he could have been the one.
He could have been the one, but here we are.
In 21-1.
He could have been, but who knows. Maybe next time.
Yep. Also, July 11th, 2013, the WWE Performance Center opened.
Yeah, it's 10 years old now.
Wait, what day was it? July what?
11th.
19 what?
2013.
13. Wow.
So 10 years. July 13th, 2015, the Divas Revolution kicked off on Raw when we had the debuts of Charlotte, Becky Lynch, and Sasha Banks on the main roster, which also saw the creations of Team PCB and Team Bad. Team Bad was such an awful name.
And PCB was not the first name.
What was the first name?
I don't remember what it was, but it was not good. Team PCB. The Submission Sorority.
Oh, God.
That was the first name they were trying to go with. And then they realized maybe that's not the best of name to use in a PG company.
I mean, what's wrong with Submission Sorority? Never mind. July 14th, 1991, the Great American Bash was held and has been widely named by many to be the worst WCW pay-per-view of all time. The two quote-unquote main events were Lex Luger beating Barry Windham in a cage for the vacant WCW title. That's because someone happened to leave the company with a belt and they had to find a champion.
Mm-hmm.
Even though he took the belt with him, because he put a deposit down on it. But the actual main event, but they couldn't call it that because of what the match involved, was Rick Steiner and Missy Hyatt taking on Arn Anderson and Paul E. Dangerously. I always remember this because If I remember correctly, the fight commission in the state had said essentially that Missy Hyatt and Paul Dangerously, or like, they basically couldn't wrestle. They couldn't touch. So, like, Missy Hyatt gets absconded in the match, and it basically ends up just being Rick Steiner versus Arn Anderson. And it was a shit match.
Sounds like it.
July 15th, 2005, Eric Bischoff debuts as the Raw General Manager. This is Bischoff's first appearance with the WWE, and a complete shock to many.
Oh, I remember.
Yeah, when he came waltzing out and shook McMahon's hand on the top of the stage, everyone went, what alternate universe have we walked into?
It was Booker's reaction when he walked by him. Tell me I didn't just see that, and it was like, holy shit.
It's the Vince-verse, the universe where Vince won.
Yeah, and then also July 15th, 2012, we had Money in the Bank, where John Cena and Dolph Ziggler both won their Money in the Bank briefcases. So, that was I think that was when Cena who did he cash in on? Because he called his shot.
He cashed in on Punk, right? Yeah, if it was 2012, it was Punk.
Oh, that was Raw 1000, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And where he got screwed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then Ziggler, of course, cashed in on Alberto.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so that's this week in wrestling history. Next up, we have our celebrity birthdays. First up, fairly well-known actor, has been in a lot of things. Joe versus the Volcano, Sully, Philadelphia, Forrest Gump. He's played Mr. Rogers. It's one, Tom Hanks.
Thomas Hanks.
Birthday July 9th.
July 9th, 68.
I'll go 70.
He is 67. Next up, okay, this one's gonna make us feel old. Star of the Wonder Years, Fred Savage.
Who was the last person, by the way?
Tom Hanks.
Okay, that's what I thought. Fred Savage is old. 40?
46.
47. Just remember, growing up, the Wonder Years, and now he's 47. Soon we'll have Ben Savage on this list as well, and that, again, will also make us feel really old.
Political candidate, Ben Savage.
Ben Savage is running?
He's doing something in politics, yeah.
I thought it was Fred that was doing that.
No, it's Ben.
Okay. Next up, she's pretty much typecast as the tough girl in most movies. She's been in Avatar, not The Last Airbender, the other one with the blue things. She's been in all the Fast movies, well, most of them, and she was most recently in Dungeons & Dragons, Honor Among Thieves. It is Michelle Rodriguez.
Here's that thing. She was young when they did the Fast movies. But that's been 20... Oh, has it been 20 years of Fast and the Furious?
I don't know, they're up to Fast 10, but yeah.
I think it's been like 20 years. 45.
I think it's 22, if I remember correctly.
It might be 22. 45.
A 44.
2001, so 22 years. She is 45. Next up, most people will know him from That 70s Show and then the weird offshoot that we just recently got on Netflix, The 90s Show. It's Eric Foreman himself, Topher Grace.
46.
47.
He is the same age as Michelle Rodriguez, 45. Next up, I mean, he's been in a couple of different movies, but basically everyone knows him as Stifler from the American Pie movies. It is Sean William Scott.
I wanna say, I'm gonna say 50, but no, that's too high. Go 46 again.
Okay.
I'm going with 50. I think he is a little older.
46.
Oh.
So basically, Michelle Rodriguez, Topher Grace, and Sean William Scott are all around the same age.
Yeah, if you just, that would be the what just went figured out, yeah.
Next up, he's done some serious roles.
Okay.
Very Shakespearean, but a lot of people just know him as Professor X. And Captain Jean-Luc Picard, it is one, Patrick Stewart.
He's old. 85.
86. 83. Next up, he got his start in American Graffiti, but he made his name in movies for being a scoundrel and an archaeologist. It's Han Solo slash Indiana Jones himself, Harrison Ford.
Oh, God.
His first role was in Apocalypse Now.
'83.
'82. '81. Ugh.
So just 2 years younger than Patrick Stewart. Next up, this one is for Sub. One half of an iconic duo, Cheech and Chong. It is one Cheech Marin.
Gosh.
I'm waiting for him to get you. You would know more than me, so.
71.
Okay.
76.
77.
Yeah, that's what I was. I had a feeling. I went a little low on him. Low on it.
All right, I've got three more. First up, comedian, actor, and the person who put Fluffy into the American lexicon, Gabriel Iglesias. Rock, you know who Fluffy is, right?
50.
45.
47. Next. Now, this one is a former wrestler, but he's had a lot of stuff that's happened outside of the ring as well. He's been an actor. He was in Predator. He was also governor of Minnesota. One Jesse the Body Ventura.
72?
75.
72. And then finally, this one is not this week, but it's close enough, and I wanted to include it for the next reason. He's been in The Lost Boys, but more known for being Bill S. Preston, Esquire. It is, from Bill and Ted, Alex Winter.
I don't even know who that is.
You don't know who Bill from Bill and Ted is?
Oh, he played... Okay, that's who it is? I don't know his name.
Bill S. Preston, Esquire.
Okay. I don't know the names.
He did, like, Lost Boys and Bill and Ted, and that was it. Like, the guy had, like, no career.
Okay, 55.
56.
58. All right.
Yes, I remember him in that last movie. I'm like, fuck, he's probably a little older.
And in honor of his birthday, our movie of the week this week is Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure from 1989. And also because we are doing a little bit of time travel for our Greater Than Great Debate songs of the 90s. Of 1990. So, some movie trivia facts for Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. Alex Winter claims that he gets two types of letters from teachers because of the movie. Positive ones from history teachers for encouraging students to learn about history, and negative letters from English teachers for affecting the way that students speak today. For years, Keanu Reeves lamented that his epitaph was going to read, "Here lies Keanu Reeves. He played Ted." In the film, Bill and Ted claim that they need Edward Van Halen in their band in order to make it better. After the film was released, Van Halen jokingly said he would have joined the band if they had asked. According to Alex Winter, filming in the phone booth was so unpleasant that he and Keanu Reeves nicknamed it the Death Box. Speaking of the phone booth time machine was given away as a contest prize by Nintendo Power Magazine, promoting Bill and Ted's Excellent Video Game Adventure, 1991. Originally, the plot of the movie was to have Bill and Ted visit and accidentally cause all of history's greatest tragedies, including the sinking of the Titanic and the crash of the Hindenburg. What an uplifting story.
Very.
In 2010, the city of San Dimas, California celebrated 50 years of incorporation. The celebration slogan was San Dimas, 1960 to 2010. An excellent adventure.
Okay.
Next up, according to Alex Winter, Bill and Ted's iconic arm gesture, the one where holding one hand on the chest while raising the other outward into the air, was a spontaneous reaction as it felt natural for both him and Keanu Reeves. The characters say the word dude 70 times in the movie and excellent 30 times. Who counts how many times people say a word in a movie
or on a show? Or on a podcast. Who would do that?
I don't know, 112 times, or 212 times.
I like that you still remember the number.
Oh, God. When you have to go through and count that many instances, it just sticks. Actually, wait, was it 212 or 216?
I don't know, you tell me, you don't want to count it.
I need to look it back up. I need to go check that email. Ed Solomon and Chris Matheson wrote the script by hand on notepaper during a series of meetings at a local coffee shop. They finished it in 4 days, and the 2005 box set, Bill and Ted's Most Excellent Collection, features some of their handwritten notes. When filming on the movie began, Keanu Reeves was 22 and Alex Winter was 21, much closer to the high school age than typical Hollywood productions. Originally, Alex Winter auditioned for the role of Ted, and Keanu Reeves auditioned for the role of Bill. And then this one is a little bit just, I had to do these two facts. The exterior shots of Bill and Ted's high school in San Dimas are actually of Coronado High School in Scottsdale, Arizona.
I wonder why you would do such a thing.
I don't know. And the Metro City Mall in Phoenix, Arizona was used as the San Dimas Mall. Ended up closing July 30th, 2020 after 47 years of business.
It's a long time.
Yep. And that is the intern's corner.
Nice. All right. With all that out of the way, all of those shenanigans out of the way, it's time. He looks for the thing and he thought the thing was there. It is. The Greater Than Great Debate.
It is time for the Greater Than Great Debate.
So this week's Greater Than Great Debate is the songs of 1990.
Songs of 1990. So we're only...
I was actually going to message you and ask you, if has it been a while since we did like some songs of a certain year? It's kind of funny that you guys put one together for that, and I had thought about it last week.
Yeah, I thought this came together at 11 a.m. this morning.
I thought about, like, I don't know, it was like Monday or Tuesday after, you know, that weekend, last weekend. I was like, you know, cool.
Yeah, because this one was on the list. Because this one where we were going to do looks for the bookmark of the spreadsheet, but can't find it. There it is. This one was originally on the schedule, and I should fix it on the actual schedule. Scheduled for the 26th of August. So we're moving this one up a little bit. So anyway, let's get this underway.
All right. So first up, first round of songs of 1990. Release Me by Wilson Phillips takes on Unskinny Bop by Poison.
Oh, God. Unskinny Bop, Bop, Bop. Take me away. That was such a bad song, but I'm going to give it to both.
We'll do that one.
Poison over Wilson Phillips.
Next.
Like, if it might have been any other song, I might have gave it to the other song, but fuck Wilson Phillips.
Just Between You and Me, Lou Gramm. Just a Friend, Biz Markie.
He's just a friend, Biz Markie.
Yeah, Biz.
Oh, baby, you. You got what I need.
For days, just friends.
All right, next up. It Must Have Been Love by Roxette. Love Shack, the B-52s.
Oh, the Love Shack. Little love place where we can get together. Love Shack, baby.
Love Shack.
You know what? I'm going to give a pity vote to Roxette.
God damn you, Brett. Why, dude? Why? Why?
Because I like Roxette, okay?
So
besides,
what?
I knew the B-52s were going to move on anyway, so it didn't matter.
Next.
It's trying to be the White Knight, huh?
No, just giving them a pity vote doesn't do anything. You can't touch this by MC Hammer, Escapade, Janet Jackson.
God, this was a popular year. MC Hammer.
Yeah, MC Hammer.
Sorry, Janet.
MC Hammer moves on next.
Opposites Attract, Paul Abdul. Don't Want to Fall in Love, Jane Child.
Did you say Paul Abdul?
Yes, Opposites Attract.
Oh, yeah, definitely that one. That was great.
Yeah, why not? We'll go Paul Abdul.
MC Scat Cat.
Step forward, step back.
Paul Abdul is on next.
I Don't Have the Heart, James Ingram. Hold On, En Vogue.
En Vogue, the second one.
En Vogue.
Why not?
Brent?
I'll go En Vogue.
Who's on next?
What Kind of Man Would I Be, Chicago, Rub You the Right Way, Johnny Gill.
Johnny Gill.
Yeah, Rub Me the Right Way.
I don't even remember that song.
What's your vote?
But I'll give it the vote.
Go next.
Without You, Motley Crue, The Humpty Dance, Digital Underground.
Oh, really? I gotta go Without You. But damn, that's a good one to go against. Like, their one song.
Humpty Dance, Brent.
Humpty Dance.
Moves on next.
You, my heart.
Round two. Unskinny Bop, Just a Friend.
Just a Friend.
Unskinny Bop and what?
Just a Friend, Biz Markie.
Wow, Biz Markie. Say he's just a friend.
Brent.
Biz.
Next.
Got what I need.
Love Shack. Can't touch this.
Love Shack, baby.
Can't touch this.
Love Shack.
Mr. Please Hammer, don't hurt him.
Come see Hammer who's on next.
Opposites attract. Hold on.
Opposites attract.
Yeah. We'll go with that. Yeah. Opposites attract. Move on next.
Rub you the right way. The Humpty Dance.
Here's your chance to do the hump.
Humpty Dance.
Humpty.
Humpty Dance moves on next.
Just a friend. Can't touch this.
Just a friend.
Can't touch this.
Can't touch this.
Can't touch this moves on next.
Opposites attract. The Humpty Dance.
Humpty Dance.
Paula.
Opposites. Paula.
Opposites move on next.
You can't touch this. Opposites attract.
Can't touch this.
Opposites.
Can't touch this. Bum, bum, bum,
bum, bum, bum. Boom, 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 boom.
Wheel.
Option one.
Can't touch this. Moves on next.
All right, into round number one. Whip Appeal by Babyface. Step by step, New Kids on the Block.
New Kids on the Block.
New Kids.
New Kids.
Moves on next.
Blaze of Glory, Bon Jovi. Free Fallen, Tom Petty. That one.
Free Fallen down the dream. Free Ballin'.
Free Fallen.
Free Ballin'.
Brent.
Both good songs, but Free Ballin'.
I'll go Tom Petty.
Moves on next.
You know goddamn right you'll go Tom Petty.
All right. Black Cat, Janet Jackson. How am I supposed to live without you, Michael Bolton?
Let's go with the Bolton.
Yeah, why not? Michael Bolton.
Michael Bolton.
Moves on next.
Pump Up the Jam, Technotronic, Praying for Time, George Michael.
Pump Up the Jam.
Pump Up the Jam.
Pump up the jam. Pump it up.
Moves on next.
Okay. This is vastly different songs.
Yes.
We have Poison by Belle Biv DeVoe taking on Another Day in Paradise by Phil Collins.
Poison.
Another Day in Paradise.
Phil Collins. Phil Collins. Moves on next.
Oh, shit. Dangerous by Roxette. All or Nothing, Millie Vanilli.
Millie Vanilli.
Millie Vanilli.
I'm still voting there's Roxette.
Brent, there's a pity vote for you.
Roxette, right there. That's not even like the good Milli Vanilli song.
Moves on. Thanks.
Wait, there's a good one?
Yeah.
But you know what I mean? The one like that made them big.
I think it's on this list somewhere.
Girl, you know it's true.
Oh, God.
When I'm back on my feet again, Michael Bolton, Make You Sweat. Keith Sweat.
Keith Sweat.
Bolton.
Keith Sweat.
Key Sweat moves on next.
Close to You, Maxi Priest, With Every Beat of My Heart, Taylor Dane.
With every beat of my heart, man.
Taylor Dane.
Taylor moves on next.
Round number two, Step by Step, Free Fallen.
Step by Step.
Free Fallen.
Petty.
Even though it's free balling, but.
Free Fallen moves on next.
How am I supposed to live without you? Pump Up the Jam.
Pump it up.
Pump it up.
Go pump it. Pump Up the Jam. Pump it. Pump it. Pump it. Pump it. Pump it. Another Day in Paradise. All or Nothing.
Paradise?
Phil Collins.
What was that Phil Collins video with like all the fucking puppets? Like that became like a whole thing.
Land of Confusion.
Like where he has like a big story and shit. That was pretty cool, though.
Make You Sweat With Every Beat of My Heart.
With every beat of my heart. Now.
Taylor Dane.
You guys still there?
Okay. Yep, yep. Next up, Free Fallen takes on Pump Up the Jam.
Oh, Free Fallen.
I'll go Free Fallen.
Pump Up the Jam. Loses, but that's the pity vote. Thanks.
All right, there's the pity vote. Another Day in Paradise With Every Beat of My Heart.
Every beat of my heart.
Bro. Phil Collins.
Phil.
Wheel.
Option one.
Phil Collins moves on next.
All right, and in our easy listening bracket, Free Fallen by Tom Petty takes on Another Day in Paradise, Phil Collins.
For your easy cruising classics.
Free Fallen.
Welcome to Adult Top 40. Tom Petty will move on.
Yeah. Next.
All right, back into round number one. Love Will Leave You Back by Taylor Dane. You have two Taylor Dane songs right next to each other, but in different brackets.
They're different brackets.
Takes on I Want to Be Rich by Calloway.
Calloway. Why not?
I want to be rich.
Sure, the second one.
moves on next.
Rhythm Nation by Janet Jackson. Don't know much. Linda Ronstadt. Who is?
Rhythm Nation.
I'm here.
What was that sub? What was your response sub?
Rhythm Nation.
Right.
We are a part of the Rhythm Nation.
Moves on next.
Everybody, Black Box, not to be confused with, you know, the Backstreet Boys, takes on Vision of Love, Mariah Carey.
Mariah Carey, why not?
You know, she does have more octaves than other people, so I'll give it to her.
Mariah Carey moves on next.
Oh, I saw what's coming up. Okay, All I Want to Do is Make Love to You by Heart takes on Do Me by
Belle Biv DeVoe. Is that who you're going with, Brent?
Yeah, I'll just go BBD.
BBD. Moves on, next.
All right, Blame It on the Rain, Milli Vanilli, Ice Ice Baby, Vanilla Ice.
Oh. Dum 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 dum.
Vanilla Ice.
All right, stop. Collaborate and listen.
There you go, next.
Enjoy the Silence, Depeche Mode, Here and Now, Luther Vandross. Depeche Mode.
Luther moves on, next.
Just Like Jesse James, Cher, How Can We Be Lovers, Michael Bolton.
Michael Bolton. Like the singer?
Michael Bolton moves on, next.
Cradle of Love, Billy Idol, Hold On, Wilson Phillips.
Go Wilson Phillips, why not?
Billy Idol.
Sub, you want Wilson Phillips? I take that as a yes. Wheel.
Option 2.
And that moves on, next.
Is that our first wheel spin?
No, we've done like 3 or 4.
Oh, I couldn't remember. I Want to Be Rich by Calloway, Rhythm Nation, Janet Jackson.
Janet.
Apparently that was our third wheel spin.
Okay, well.
Janet moves on, next.
Vision of Love, Mariah Carey, Do Me, Belle Biv DeVoe.
And now you know.
You can do me in the morning, you can do me in the night, you can do me when you want to do me.
Moves on, next.
That's the chorus.
Oh, I know the song, yes. I
know. Oh, I know it. All right, so it's Ice Ice Baby taking on Here and Now. Do we even need to ask this question?
Vanilla Ice moves on.
There we go. Vanilla Ice is going to move on. How Can We Be Lovers by Michael Bolton. Hold On by Wilson Phillips. Dear God, the adult top 40 is just reeking with this matchup.
Michael Bolton.
Hold On. By Wilson Phillips.
I'll give it to Wilson Phillips.
That was a good song.
Wheel?
Option 2.
Hold On, moves on, next.
Rhythm Nation, Janet Jackson, Do Me, Belle Biv DeVoe. They're Philly guys, aren't they?
One of them is. I don't know if the whole group is, though.
They're from Boston.
Boston.
From Boston.
Boston.
Ricky Bell, Michael Bivins, and whoever DeVoe is. Ronnie DeVoe.
Belle Biv DeVoe moves on, next.
Ice Ice Baby, Hold On.
Ice Ice Baby.
Ice Ice Baby.
Too cold.
Ice Ice Baby moves on, next.
All right, Do Me, Ice Ice Baby.
Belle Biv DeVoe.
Ice Ice Baby. No.
Vanilla Ice, who is now a home contractor.
Vanilla Ice moves on, next.
All right. And in our last set of first round matchups, The Power by Snap takes on If Wishes Came True, Sweet Sensation.
The Power.
What was the first one?
The Power by Snap.
I'll go the second one.
It's getting kind of heavy. I got the power!
Wheel.
Option 2.
The Power does not move on.
No, apparently not.
Turned off.
Next.
Apparently the wheel does not like my singing, goddammit.
I can see
nothing
why. I
compares
can see why.
The number 2, the letter U, Sinead O'Connor, Have You Seen Her? MC Hammer.
To you. That's great. I'm going with Sinead.
Sure.
Nothing compares to you.
Go with that.
Oh, Sinead O'Connor. The Irish woman before she ripped up the picture of the Pope on Saturday Night Live.
Next.
Vogue by Madonna takes on Forever by Kiss.
Vogue.
Get up on the dance floor.
Vogue moves on, next.
I Go to Extremes, Billy Joel. Janie's Got a Gun, Aerosmith.
Oh, Janie's got a gun.
Janie's got a gun.
Yeah, I'm going to go Steven Tyler.
Janie's got a gun. Moving on next.
All right, next up. Now, Rock, this is where you could have done the tie-in. So, recently there's been a remake to this song that has now hit the charts.
Yeah, I heard it. It was all right.
It's actually pretty... The funny thing is like all of the...
It worked.
Was it Gen Z?
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're all like, oh, this song is, like, cool. And I just want to be like, yeah, this came out a long time ago with actually, you know, more relevant stuff.
But hey, a lot of the stuff they threw in there was pretty relevant.
Too. Oh, no, it's pretty good. It's like if you've ever heard the remake of, was it 1985 by Bowling for Soup?
Okay.
Or whatever the group is. They redid one for 2005 that is fucking spot on, and it still makes you, like, cringe in horror.
Okay, so let's get to this one. But
it's We Didn't Start the Fire, Billy Joel takes on Come Back to Me by Janet Jackson.
We didn't start the fire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's that great song.
Moves on next.
Two to Make It Right, Seduction, Sending All My Love, Linear.
First one.
The first one.
It takes two to make a thing go right.
Oh, yeah, okay. That was a good one. Makes it three to make it out of sight.
Next.
She Ain't Worth It by Glenn Medeiros takes on Love Song by Tesla.
Tesla?
Oh, Love Song by Tesla. I can't believe how many good songs came out in 1990. Wow. I'm
trying to remember Love Song.
Moved on. Next.
Okay. Downtown Train, Rod Stewart, What It Takes, Aerosmith.
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 Aerosmith moves on. Next.
If Wishes Came True, Nothing Compares to You.
First one.
Nothing compares to you.
Oh, it's going to be Sinead O'Connor.
Sinead O'Connor moves on next.
Vogue by Madonna. Janie's Got a Gun, Aerosmith.
Wow.
Janie's Got a Gun.
Janie's Got a Gun.
Janie and Her Weapon.
I mean, even though Vogue was like looking crazy popular.
Janie's Got a Gun moves on next.
We Didn't Start the Fire. Two to Make It Right.
We Didn't Start the Fire.
We Didn't Start the Fire. Yeah. I'll go with fire.
Moves on next.
Love Song, Tesla, What It Takes, Aerosmith.
Aerosmith.
Aerosmith and who?
Tesla, Love Song.
Tesla. I gotta go with Love Song.
Aerosmith moved on next.
Nothing Compares to You, Janie's Got a Gun.
Janie and Her Gun.
In the words of Cactus Jack, Janie's bang, bang.
Got a Gun.
What'd you say, Brent?
In the words of Cactus Jack, bang, bang.
Janie's what did your daddy do, Richie style?
Janie's Got a Gun moved on next.
We Didn't Start the Fire, What It Takes.
We Didn't Start the Fire.
We Didn't Start the Fire.
Billy Joel.
Moves on next.
That way I can avoid an Aerosmith matchup.
Yeah.
Janie's Got a Gun, We Didn't Start the Fire.
We Didn't Start the Fire.
Billy Joel.
Janie's Got a Gun.
Billy Joel moves on next.
All right, we are now moving into our semifinal matchups. You Can't Touch This, MC Hammer takes on Free Fallin', Tom Petty.
Free Fallin', Tom Petty.
You Can't Touch This.
MC Hammer.
Can't Touch This.
MC Hammer moves on next.
All right, the other semifinal matchup. Ice Ice Baby, We Didn't Start the Fire.
We Didn't,
Ice Baby.
We Didn't Start the Fire.
Ice Ice Baby.
Wheel.
Option two.
God damn it.
We Didn't Start the Fire moved on next.
No, I wanted the final matchup to be...
I know.
It just didn't work out. In our bronze matchup, our third place, Free Fallin takes on Ice Ice Baby.
Ice Ice Baby.
Yeah, Ice Ice Baby.
Mr. Rob Van Winkle.
Anyway, next. Main event.
Very close, but not quite. And in your main event for Songs of 1990, 33 years ago. Jesus Christ. You Can't Touch This, MC Hammer. We Didn't Start the Fire, Billy Joel.
We Didn't Start the Fire.
I'll go You Can't Touch This.
I'm going to go You Can't Touch This. Brings it to the wheel.
Ooh, we have a wheel to finish.
Option two.
We Didn't Start the Fire is your song of 1990.
I mean, can't be mad.
No, I mean, either of those two songs were going to be a great winner.
Yeah, they would be great for in any sort of debate. They are great, you know. Songs. So it's like, I can't be mad in either case that, you know, one or the other won.
Honestly, I think any of the top four legitimately had a good shot.
Yeah, they were all four good songs. Legitimately four really good songs.
Yeah, there were some pretty good ones in there.
Like, the entire list had a pretty good track record of, you know, history and stuff with the songs and what have you. So I'm not mad at any of it, honestly.
Nope.
With that, I guess we're going to be done for the evening. I was trying to do something, but apparently it doesn't want to work for me to do it. I can't do it, so we're going to have to do it this way. We're going to do it the old-fashioned way. We're going to click this button, we're going to do this button, and hopefully it all works out and doesn't screw up on Discord. So here we go. That'll do it for another edition of CB Radio, live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Tomorrow night, WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio, 10 p.m. Eastern. There is no post-show this Monday night, but we will talk all things Monday Night Raw on the Rack, Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern. We'll be back next Saturday night, 9:30 p.m. Eastern, for another edition of Fortnite with Friends, followed by CB Radio, 11:30 p.m. Eastern. It's CB Radio Live on Facebook, Twitter, and the website.
CBRadioLive.com.
At Wild Talk Radio, at CB Radio GOE, at King Kins, at Lone Jobber, at Wade Manson, 5 thoughts up.
Good debate. Not much here, but peace.
Brent.
Just want to say, hope someone feels better. Hope they have fun with their special trip that's going on early this upcoming week, and hope everyone has a good and safe week ahead.
Should be a fun time had by all. Remember, chat, if you have Amazon Prime, link to your Twitch account, it's called Prime Gaming Support Channel by clicking the purple rectangle button below the screen. You can use Critical Rock #Fortnite. Hashtag epic partner. We'll see you next Saturday night, 11:30 p.m. Eastern. Along the airways of the Wild Talk Radio Network. Streaming live at wildtalkradio.com. Twitch.tv/WTRLive. And
CBRadioLive.com.